I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing today, Big Dave?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Going well. This week, our topic is adversity. In today's meeting of the minds, we are discussing facing emotions. Before we get started, you got anything for us, David?
As a lot of you guys have noticed, that the higher goal setting class that we did is live in the community now. Go ahead and click. You got the whole recording, including the Q&A. Both of the documents are in there, and that is a place where you guys can ask questions directly under it. Bill, myself, and the coaches will be able to answer any questions that you have directly related to it. If you guys aren't in the community and want to see that, you can go to stressmasterycommunity.com. Join for free the first 30 days. Get it. Ask all your questions. And if you don't feel like staying for whatever reason, you guys can leave with no obligations at all. If you have any questions before you join, you can email me, david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. And I can even send you a direct link to sign up if you'd like.
So when will the next class be? Has that date been set?
I have a few dates that are going to be kind of discussed within the community. So we'll have that locked in by the end of the week, since the holidays are coming up. But that will be announced by our book study on Friday.
Okay, perfect. And listen, everybody be working on that exercise. This is not a hard exercise to work on that you have in this first class, but work on it. Take your time with it. Actually use all the time you can think of to answer the questions and go through it, because then we'll address that in the second class. We'll address it in detail in the second class.
Yeah, that's actually something I had a question about. If they asked if they finished a little early, what should they do? I said, go back and use more time. Just keep going back until there's
nothing
more time.
Yep. Don't move forward until you're ready to move forward. We have this timed out perfectly, people.
Yeah.
Trust me. And really, when you think you're done, you're probably not done.
Yeah.
Because you want to clean out that subconscious mind. So this week, our topic is adversity. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we are discussing facing emotions. Adversity is a state of hardship, difficulty, or misfortune that one deals with in life. Now, if we carefully examine this definition, adversity is a state. A state is an energy. A state is consciousness. A state is held through perception. A perception is whatever is being held in mind. We experience what we hold in mind. So if we continue and really think about this, to have adversity, we have to be in an adversity state. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the people don't understand the difference between going through something and being stuck in the state of it. And I think that's why it screws so many people over, you know, especially today.
Now, if we continue, let's continue to look at the definition of adversity. It's a state of hardship, difficulty, or misfortune. Now, for this to be true, in order to be in a state or energy of hardship, we must be holding a perception, story, thoughts of hardship. This story is telling us, this is bad, this is difficult, you poor thing, such misfortune. This story can only exist if the ego has conscious mind control. The ego is taking what is happening, or more direct, what has happened, and is tying it to the past, or it's tying it toward the future. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
So if the ego ties this event to the past, this difficulty can activate resentment program. The resentment program will create emotions. These are feelings in aggression, outrage, stern, harsh, mad, mean, belligerent. These emotions stemming from the anger 150 energy drives your behavior to defend and attack. Now, if the ego ties this particular adversity, this event, to the past, and this difficulty can activate the other ego program in the past, which is the regret program. Now, the regret program will create emotions, feelings in sadness, pity, cheated, disappointed. These emotions stemming from grief, the 75 energy, feeds the victim story. It feeds everything. The ego is telling in mind, and this is what builds this difficult event, this misfortune, this adversity. And the regret program depresses your state with emotions and feelings of drained, I can't energy, doomed, despair from apathy, 50 energy. And if you continue in this state and the perception held stays in that deep victim story, emotions and feelings can become very, very dark. This is when we feel hopeless, useless, powerless, demoralized. And this drives behavior into guilt 30 energy and boosts the emotions and feelings in depression. And if the ego maintains control, the adversity, the hardship, the misfortune story will crush your spirit. And in the emotions of shame energy, unworthy, dirty, broken, no way out, these emotions and feelings can drive behavior all the way into suicide. So if you are listening and you are trapped in this type of energy, in this type of adversity, you need to call 1-800-273-8255. That is the suicide hotline. You cannot just sit there with these emotions and feelings. So we can see what the ego's doing with adversity. The event happened, you have adversity, and the ego creates a story. Now, these stories are activated in the mind. And these activation mind, our programs held in the subconscious, are being felt in the body. And these are the emotions that are designed to drive behavior. Now, if the ego takes this adversity, this state of hardship, this difficulty, this misfortune, and then ties the story toward the future, the emotions and feelings will be anxious, doubtful, worried, trapped, irrational, panicked. And these emotions and feelings will also drive behavior. They drive behavior to run away, into procrastination, avoidance, into hesitation, or these can actually drive you into flight or flight and push the feelings and emotions into frustration that will move you from the story of fear to the terrible unknown future into anger and resentment of the past that we just went through. See, fear takes the adversity and attempts to run away or bury or fight the conflict, the difficulty, the misfortune. What are your thoughts on all that?
I think the really important part you touched in on the beginning is the domino effect of not having the awareness of being stuck in that state. For a lot of people who've listened to this podcast for a long time, I've talked about how even it crept up on me, and I thought I was doing, you know, quote unquote, personal development every day, but the not having that awareness is a domino effect, like Bill said, is very serious that you need to reach out for. And I think that's a great, glad you know, mentioned it to it, because especially that fear part that follows to it, you tend not to even notice it, but it's happening every day, you know, especially being stuck in that state. I realized after I came out of it and I could kind of reflect and I had the awareness after, I realized I was scared of a lot of things that were kind of pushing me down further and further into this hole. And it was something that I never thought was fear related. You know, it was always something about lack or never being, you know, having this, whatever that thing was. And when I look back, it was always anchored with that fear of not having enough, not being able to do enough, all these things. And having that domino effect really, you know, spirals you down a lot faster than you think. Even if you think it's just, oh, I've been in a funk for a month. No, you need to stop and assess why. Because a brief moment of that feeling isn't a month. A brief moment of that feeling is 2 months. That's the state of that feeling that's going to domino effect you downwards.
And when you get stuck in a downward, that's where depression sets in and mm-hmm. all hell breaks loose, right? So that's the awareness each of you have to have. But now let's talk a little bit deeper into adversity, because it is not the event that creates adversity or moves adversity into the story of hardship and misfortune. It's not the event that caused you to feel that way. It's the ego. And the ego drives its message through the emotions felt. It's what you're feeling. And these emotions drives your behavior in restriction. And this puts you in that state of event, judgment, and reaction. In emotions of the red zone energies, it is the state of judgment that drives behavior in reaction. And this creates adversity, which is the state of hardship, difficulty, and misfortune. To judge something is to decide against it. In judgment, we are resisting what is. The event that happened, happened. Now, judgment is set within your perception and expectation of what is happening. It is the state of judgment that takes the event and turns the event into adversity. And the state of judgment that drives your behavior in reaction in those scenarios that we just spoke on. So what are your thoughts on being caught in that, where you're just constantly, to judge something is to decide against it? Remember, the human being's in one of two states. You are either in event, judgment, reaction, or you are in event, awareness, response. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I
think, and adversity?
Well, I think the part that I think, especially for the judgment part, when you're stuck in that state, it's almost like the unconscious judgment of it. You know, there is no rational thought to it. It's you're passing this judgment with no data, no real foot to stand on with it. And you kind of, you know, take that to the grave in that statement, whether even if somebody proves that you're wrong, you know, you hold on to it for dear life, no matter what. No, it sounds stupid, but that's how it is.
But it isn't stupid. Yeah. It is irrational. Mm-hmm. And you said it, it's not rational. The ego can't be rational, people. And the ego can't be rational because the ego survives in the limbic brain. The part of the brain that's rational is the cortex. It's that frontal cortex, and it cannot be activated when you are stuck in stress and the ego has conscious mind control. So let's talk about some scenarios and what this actually looks like. So when the pandemic hit, our company at the moment before it hit had a big deal signed with Unity Worldwide. And there was a huge event that we were going to be doing that summer. And we were setting up talks across the United States with a looking to expand internationally. Now, this deal was in the making for 2 years. And in an instant, it was blown up. That was adversity. Now, this could have become a hardship, an unfortunate story of adversity, but it never did. So immediately, we slowed down. Instead of emotionally dealing with this situation, an event, judgment, and reaction, we paused and then planned. And this is the process of dealing with adversity. Number one, what is the truth? To find this, we must move into a state of event awareness response. David just said it. When you are in that state, when you are in that emotionally negative state, you can't be rational. So you can't know the truth. You have to slow down and ask, what is the truth? That's number one. What is the truth? Number two, to move into this state, to move into a state that you can deal with adversity, one must deal with the emotions activated by the event. Now, for me, my emotions were fear. And the story in my head was, now what do I do? What about all the people that bought tickets already? What about my team? What about my future? And dealing with the emotions is about facing them head on. I was scared, worried, anxious. What should I do? Now, part of me was actually thinking at this point of quitting. I have a great life. It's easy. I can coach. I can write. But my heart and soul just would not allow this. So we process these emotions of fear. And how do you do that? You use the let go technique. And this is what it looked like. Can I allow this? Now, here is where you must face the emotions and the force of the ego. The ego has facts working on its side. Understand, fact, we're in lockdown. Fact, there was no travel. Fact, have to cancel. Fact, no way of knowing if this will change. Here is where we did allow a little bit of time, some time to see how things would play out. Would it let up? But we also began to move into the next question of the let go technique. First, we were dealing with what was activated. This was the fact. This was the truth. This is where we're at. We didn't run away from it. We didn't defend and attack it. We didn't scream, we have a contract. We didn't scream. We didn't do anything like that. So we went into the second question. Could I let this go? Now, this is the 250 neutrality energy. Unity themselves had huge problems of their own. And the question was, could we just let go of 2 years of work and move on? Could we explore other opportunities in a time of uncertainty? Could we let this go? Could we be flexible? Could we be explorative and move on? And this took some time, a little bit of time, not much, but it was decided we could let this go. David, before I go to the next question, what are your take on all this so far?
I remember it clearly. it was an interesting time, especially with this is why I talk about, especially when you're making very important decisions to kind of block out social media and stuff. Because if we would have paid attention to that and everything, we should just shut down. You know, we should just shut it off. The negativity is just insane. So what do? We focused on me, you, and what the team should do. Instead of focusing and following the culture or the tribe of social media, we made our kind of executive decision based off of what we felt right and not what the internet was telling us, not what the news was telling us. We went off what we felt was best for us and moving forward.
And so the first question was, can we allow it? The second question was, could we let it go? And that brings us to the third question of a let go technique. This is a powerful technique, people. It'll change your life if you use it. Would I let it go? Now, this is the 310 willingness energy, and it's a big question to answer here. Are we willing to change? Are we willing to release unity in this plan? And are we willing to change directions, possibly have to rebuild? Are we willing to go back to the drawing board? Would we let this go? And it was a big question because it was a lot of work already had put together. We had done numerous events already. We had already put together a lot of material. It took a lot of negotiations. We had the venue set up. We were selling tickets already. We were moving in. We were moving forward. It was happening. We were in full launch phase. Gone. Just like that. Just like a clap of the hand.
Yeah. And, so do, and by momentum wise, we were looking at places to expand because we were selling out the first venue we had. It wasn't like we were just getting started. We were peaking. We were getting to the point of it becoming probably the biggest event we were going to do since.
You said something very important. You said something very important there. We were in expansion. Mm-hmm. And our momentum was really strong. So then the next question is, when will I let this go? And this is the big question, people. Here you rise in the green zone to the 350 acceptance energy. And here, if you're going to let this go, is where you detach. Here is where adversity, hardship, and misfortune comes to die. You cannot have adversity without attachment. It is adversity that creates the attachment, that creates the emotion, that makes you feel that you're a victim and you're in hardship and you are stuck and you are crushed. But you're not crushed. It's not crushing. It was an event that happened. By this time, to let go is to detach from the event. This is acceptance and surrender. Now, for us, this was huge. We decided to take 1 year while the world was figuring out what its new normal would become and go back and start over. And all of this took place that I'm talking about in just a few weeks. In just a few weeks. So when we talk about dealing with adversity, the first thing you have to do with adversity is you have to ask yourself, what is the truth? What is the truth? And you have to take the emotion out of it. This is moving you into awareness. And then the second thing is you have to deal with the emotions activated from the event. If you don't deal with them and you try to repress them, that won't work because they will come and bite you in the ass. That's the second thing. You have to deal and you have to use the let go technique. You have to take your time and you have to really get to the point where, could I really surrender? Because it's kind of a cliche in our personal development world. Oh, surrender. Yeah, sure. Sure, try it. Really try it. Because the moment you do that and you detach, unity was gone. Years of work was gone. It was done. There was no looking back. That's the thing. When you detach, you don't look back and say, what if? There is no more what ifs. It's a move. It's gone. You want to chime in before I go into number three here?
There's not much to say. Like you said, it was one of those, you didn't kind of go back, did I make the right decision? You didn't kind of start regretting things or second guessing yourself. Once we said it, this is it, we're moving forward. We didn't look back, you know, in a sense of regret at all. It was all moving forward and courage. I remember that very, very clearly.
Because this is what happened. After we detached, we moved to number three. Dealing with the adversity. That's what we have to do. Once we decide to detach, we got to deal with the adversity. First, what actions need to be taken? What are you resisting to take action on? Because adversity creates emotions to stop you. These emotions are to put you in a restrictive state. That's the base energy of fear. So, what are you resisting to act on? And this begins with dealing with the emotions of the event. And I say, in this situation, when you have things like this happen in your life, seek help if needed. But you must deal. This is where a mastermind, those that are coming into the mastermind, this is what a mastermind does. Oh, you have adversity. Let us help you deal with the adversity. This is what a good coach does, helps you deal with the adversity. You have to deal with it. That was first. Next, what needs to be done? For us, it was taking care of the clients, the customers, and the people. We had to take care of them. We had to refund money. We had to talk to them. Listen, this is that. We had to sit with Unity and talk about how we're going to deal with the contract because it wasn't their fault either. We left there with a win-win situation. yes, we had a contract, but they couldn't help a pandemic. We had to have empathy for them also. And they had empathy for us. And we had to sit down and negotiate that and figure it out. There was lots and lots of money involved in this. And now, for you, you may have to take care of, maybe you have to go into forgiveness. Maybe letting go or moving into faith. For you, it just might be about forgiving somebody. About really letting go and forgiving. Maybe this adversity is something that's happening in a family and you have to detach and you have to do that through forgiveness, letting go. And maybe you have to move into faith. Maybe that's your action. So what needs to be done? Then it's about restoring momentum and getting back into expansion energy. David talked about it. We had so much momentum. So boom, when adversity hits, you're going to lose your momentum. And what keeps you lost in that momentum is emotion. And so we had to get back into the expansion energy. And this means going back and using the higher goal setting process that you guys just learned on Saturday. You literally go back. You have to understand if adversity puts an end or stops your momentum and expansion, you have to reset that. And this is setting a new plan. And you have to go right into the beginning of higher goal setting again is, what do I want? What do we want now? What do we want to do? And we have to take that want and we have to put it into desire. And now we have to craft a brand new plan. And then that desire and that plan has to be set in intention. You have to do it again. And then number four, finally, dealing with adversity is facing the emotions in the programs that activate. As they activate, because this will be an ongoing process. Until you reset and gather your momentum back, believe me, the ego and all the egos around you are going to want to try to pull you into their victim story. That's why David said we shut ourselves off of social media. We could not allow ourselves to be pulled into restriction. We were already in restriction. We had to get out. And so you have to deal with the adversity. And I'm telling you, it's facing the emotions and programs because they'll continue to activate. Don't think that we weren't disappointed. Of course we were disappointed. Of course we were scared. Of course, we never had resentment though because we just didn't allow that. We just got in and we didn't have regret. But fear, holy crap, fear was activated in full force. We don't know what, here we go again. What do we have to do? We have to, okay, we had all these plans. Now we have to refinance ourselves. We have to restructure ourselves. I had to go back and redo the whole program. And it was the best thing we ever did. But this was an ongoing process until everything was reset and we gathered momentum back. You can't do that if you don't do the higher goal setting process. If you don't set the new goals and get your wants out and get yourself into desire, get the spark going and set the intention, you're not going to get the momentum back. You're going to keep falling back into the old story. But once you get that going, then it's done. Then you're moving. There's no more thinking about it because you're already in expansion and moving forward. This is how you deal with adversity. All adversity can be dealt the same way because all adversity is nothing but the ego stealing your conscious mind control. That's what it is. It's not the event. The event was the event. David, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this episode tied in perfect to kind of what I was talking about on Monday because adversity, the COVID is adversity. I mean, it was. It did a lot of damage.
It is.
A lot of people, that's a fact. That's not even, you know, but the reason why, especially the social media thing, and I want to touch on that again, is because when you use the social media or you use, you know, the news and stuff like that, you're going through the adversity through other people's opinion versus the facts of whatever the adversity is. We knew we couldn't travel. We knew we had a lockdown. We knew things were getting shut down, but we didn't need other people's opinion on how bad this is and the world's going to end and things like that. That had no place into our next move. That had no place for keeping our momentum. And I think the best thing that we did, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people miss out on the perfect opportunity is that just because your momentum, like you said, adversity stops the momentum. It's like rolling a ball down a hill. You stop it early, it's not so fast. But if you let it go too long, you're starting from the bottom of the hill. For us, that barely fell off the hill. We figured out what we needed to do. We started moving the other direction. And I think that was the key to it all, is picking up the momentum as fast as you can and going in the right way versus allowing it to just stumble and fall and fall and fall, because we've talked about that plenty of times. The longer you wait, the harder it gets.
Remember, it's always about facing the emotions. Mm-hmm. All the emotions are, people, is the activated energy of the program. They're not going to kill you. But those emotions drive your behavior. And when you're in fear, you create the vibration of potential of whatever you're holding in fear. And so we saw a lot of people lose a lot of things because they did not get out of fear. Now, again, this is where a mastermind, a coach, somebody really, we were strategic, you know, that's just what we did. You got to really have people around you. We even cut off our family for a little bit because we had to think what we had to do. It had to be David, myself, Patrick were really the three main forces in this, because we have other people, but we were the ones that had to make the decision of what we were going to do. And we all three, we cut ourselves off from the world, said, okay, guys, this is, and we made a decision. And I will sit, look back on this now and say, yeah, it was the greatest decision we ever made.
Yeah, I agree. And
because what we have now is like beyond anything I could have. It made me go back and re-message things and make things simpler and in the program. And it, yeah, I think it was the best thing that ever happened to us.
Yeah, I agree. I think what you said is, you know, bring to the table the ones who are going to carry the weight, then find out who's going to be the one supporting, and then move from there. But the words of those who aren't going to be, you know, carrying it forward, doing any support, it's unnecessary. Like I said, cut out the, especially in big times like that, anything that is not going to be purposeful and help you expand, cut it out.
And I would give Unity a shout out, because Unity was great working with us. Jim was great, the CEO, and they were great.
Yeah, they responded just as fast.
They were like us. They were responsive. They understood. We understood. We got it. There was zero conflict between us, which is surprising, because there could have been a whole bunch of conflict.
Yeah.
Right. It could have been an adversity, but it never turned into that. So, and part of that, and that's us. That's a higher consciousness that we live in, but it's also the higher consciousness they live in. Mm-hmm. That is unity. They live in that higher consciousness. I support them wholly, even though our whole plan is different now, but I still support them wholly. Anything else you want to add, Dave?
No, I think I'm good to go.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.